Never you mind what reasons. Being in the place of a mother to you since your poor mother died, I say this, Audrey. When a gentleman goes to Australia, he has his reasons. And when he stays in Australia 15 years, as Mr. Mark says, and as I know for myself for 5 years, he has his reasons. And a respectably brought-up girl doesn't ask what reasons.
"Got into trouble, I suppose," said Audrey carelessly. "They were saying at breakfast he'd been a wild one. Debts. I'm glad Joe isn't like that. He's got £15 in the post-office savings bank. Did I tell you?" But there was not to be any more talk of Joe Turner that afternoon. The ringing of a bell brought Audrey to her feet. No longer Audrey, but now Stevens. She arranged her cap in front of the glass.
"There, that's the front door," she said. "That's him. Show him into the office," said Mr. Mark. "I suppose he doesn't want the other ladies and gentlemen to see him. Well, they're all out at their golf, anyhow. I wonder if he's going to stay. Perhaps he's brought back a lot of gold from Australia. I might hear something about Australia, because if anybody can get gold there, then I don't say but what Joe and I—"
"Now, now, get on, Audrey."
"Just go in, darling."
She went out.